Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The mayor, whose name I will no longer speak because I can't stand him, all he says is shut down, shut down, shut down. Also, if you notice...
Well, he seems excited about the shutdown.
I know, it's like he wants things shut down.
I don't want things shut down, even though there is a part of me who... You remember when we were shut down the first time and people started to open things back up, and I was like, ooh, does it seem like it's the right time for that? People were like, you hate small businesses, you're a bad person, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, no, my big concern is opening up too soon and us just having to shut down all over again. And people said, that won't happen. And now look where we are. It's what I told my son, though, because my son, the first thing he said was, I'm playing basketball this year, I'm playing football. And I said, dude, you can't make the decision that you're going back to school based on you're playing these sports, because... It might not happen. You don't know if you're playing. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't count on sports.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, and it's a Tuesday, and if you're a typical Tuesday texter, don't bother because you're not getting read today, 713-780-3776, or you can watch us on Twitch, and if you do that, you can comment, and a lot of good Twitch conversation going on today, too much for me to keep up with. And I also want to mention, and we've talked about this before, if you get a chance and you need a service that advertises on the station, that's the best way that you can help the station keep going. And I have a new one that I'll be talking about. You probably heard the ads for New Breaks, and it's really cool. They will come to your house and fix your brakes. And right now is the perfect time if you need to get your brakes fixed. They're also cheaper than going to an auto shop. I mean, you don't want to go sit in an auto shop right now for a couple hours to get your brakes fixed. So newbrakes.com in you, if you get a chance and you need brakes done, please check them out. And there'll be an offer code for you too here in a couple of days. So just wanted to pass that along. Very happy to have them on board. If you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. Very school and Rona and just general life stuff. And I thought it was pretty good. Not much sports, but then again, how much sports is out there right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not broken up over your Dynamo blowing a 3-1 lead?
No. They didn't lose, right?
No, they drew.
Okay.
And the positive person would say, well, they tied the team that's a favorite in their group. The negative person would say they blew a 3-1 lead.
Yeah.
Aaron, which one are you?
I'm 3-1 lead. How do you blow that? Andrew and I were talking about that as I was leaving because the game ended as I was walking out the door last night.
And Andrew's soccer guy.
Well, Andrew told me that. I said, are you excited about the Dynamo game? And he said, they're going to get their asses kicked.
He said, they're going to choke.
But, I mean, 3-3.
That's not an ass kicking.
They at least did that.
Yeah, but he...
Like, they were expected to lose that game, right?
Yeah, but his rationale is he thinks he's going to start doing everything that... Or he's going to start looking at sports the way you do. Where he just doesn't have a favorite team because the Dynamos are going to let him down every time.
That's true.
And he was like, you know what, I'm tired of getting let down. I think I'm just going to, watch sports for sports.
Yeah, don't get attached to a sports team because they don't care about you.
Yeah, so he says, typical Dynamo game, Dynamo owners don't pay enough to have decent depth to hold leads. I didn't follow them last year because they sucked. Like, I'll get into them if they're winning games. But it seemed like they would always, if they had a lead, they would lose it. And it seems like they can't win on the road. And I think all these games are on the road. But, hey, you've got a new manager. Manager or coach? What do they call him in soccer?
Jefe. Manager, I believe.
Mm. Okay. So maybe things will turn around. Yeah, good result. You see that, okay, that's a good one. 6:06, finally got the energy drink to kick in.
Thank you.
So the... NHL will be back on August 1st, and...
Allegedly,
yeah.
They're not doing a bubble thing, though, are they?
Well, they kind of are. They're doing it in two cities, though. The East will be in Toronto, the West will be in Edmonton, and...
Is this only playoffs?
Well, I actually haven't been able to... If somebody has the story, if they could tweeted at me how the whole thing's going to work. It's just supposed to be a 24-team tournament is all I keep seeing. And I haven't been able to find the details. And I have Googled. But they announced that 43 players have tested positive for the Rona so far during their phase two of return to play. That is not a good sign. It's funny, though, because Canada's having them, you know, they've been not on lockdown, complete lockdown, but they've done a really good job of sort of keeping it under control. And I was talking to my wife last night, and she's like, uh-oh, they had 15 cases in Saskatchewan yesterday. I'm like, oh, okay. But now that they're pretty spread out. I mean, there's two big cities, really three. Well, I guess it depends on your definition of big, but they're pretty spread out, but 15 and everybody's panicking. So just shows you how different things are.
Yeah.
Bernardo says wife's about to go into labor, so we should have a new blitzer by tomorrow.
Congrats.
Yeah, man. Good job. Hope everything goes well with that. You see, I wonder about things like that. The people who are having kids and stuff, and just general people who are having to go to the hospital for things like that, that's where I hope there's enough beds.
Yeah.
Not so much because the other thing. 713, I feel like I'm dating Fred. My girlfriend will announce the time of my AJ burps. Well, yeah, hey, if it's going to happen.
Tell her mind her business.
Oh, man. People do burp. Silly. Of course, Regina spread out.
Nah. See what they did there.
Yeah.
See what they did there.
Yep.
Regina's closed down to Fred right now.
It is. Although.
You can't get in if you want to.
No, can't. Nope. Can't get there or anywhere else, even around it.
Yeah.
Not even the surrounding areas. It's a total shutdown.
But it's been that way for years at your house.
Well.
What's this?
I don't know.
This is the Regina theme song.
What? What is this?
Regina.
Where did this come from?
This came from Letterkenny.
Oh. I don't remember it from Letterkenny.
Well, Fred, you should.
They were doing the fake ESPN hockey tournament thing, and they said, we get to go to the best city in the world for the rest of this tournament.
That was from the last season, yeah. The fake ESPN hockey tournament was great. Yeah, somebody sent me a story. 200,000 people are in Regina.
Wow.
That's a busy day. Yeah, somebody
said, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable there with Corona and all.
There's some nice places of Regina, and there's some that you don't really want to go into. It's, you know, a couple of places where you're just like, this isn't really comfortable.
A little dirty.
Yeah, but.
Some homeless.
There's some of that. Yeah. And there's some places that are just out there, and you're like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
But especially during the winter when it's cold. Ooh. it can get really icy. But somebody sent me this, but it doesn't really. I mean, it's just it doesn't tell you necessarily how this is top four seeds. It will be.
Not everybody's invited to this thing, right?
No, the 24 teams.
Okay.
So I guess the eight teams at the bottom will face off in a round robin to determine seeding for the first round. So in the – okay, yeah, this has got it all. Good. In the East, it'll be Penguins versus Canadiens, Hurricanes versus Rangers, Islanders versus Panthers, Maple Leafs versus Blue Jackets. The Leafs are the eight seed. They'll spank the Blue Jackets. And then the West is Oilers, Blackhawks, Predators, Coyotes, Canucks Wild, and Flames Jets. And so the top four teams will all be.
And are these series or are they just single games?
It just says it'll be a round robin.
So, okay, so they'll play all those teams.
I guess that's they'll just all their play each other. Yeah, and then that'll set seeding, and then you get to go to I don't know what they're going to do after that. So the conference finals and Stanley Cup finals will be in a traditional best-of-seven format, as will the second round. First round will be a best-of-five format.
Okay.
So there you go. That explains it. I'm interested. I don't know how they're going to be able to pull this off, just like basketball. So, 979 says, when I had my son, they barely had a bed for us. Our doctor had to fight for a bed. It sucks.
Yeesh.
Yeah, that's, so he said there's good Regina and bad Regina.
There's, yeah, you don't want to get on the wrong side of the tracks.
It can be smooth and no problems, or it can be a little hairy.
Yeah.
Ugh. 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776.
Whatever you do, don't drink the water.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to do that. especially if it's been snowing.
Yeah. Hey, I got to tell you about Hoops. Hoops Sporting Goods. And listen, produnkhoops.com, that's the website. That's where you go if you want the best goal in the world. And if your kids are going to be home, man, I couldn't recommend this thing more highly. I got mine installed back in like October, I think. And it was really just luck of the draw that's what I happened to do, because when Corona hit, oh boy, my kids weren't, Dad, can we go do this? Can we go do this? Can we go do, I just said, dude, we can't go anywhere. Go outside and hoop it up. And that's what they do every day. They're out there. ProDunkHoops.com, best goals on the market. The thickest steel, a tempered glass backboard, rust armor finish, and a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've even got a fully portable version if your HOA won't allow you to have one out in the yard. They're all adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet with a turn of a handle, so any age can play. I've got two kids at way different ages and skill levels, so they can both play. It's great. Get your new hoops goal today. See it all at produnkhoops.com. That's produnkhoops.com, or give them a call, 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops. Regina, experience Regina.
Grab your jocks.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. My 10-year-old just said, the song is making me uncomfortable, LOL. Regina. You know, I don't remember that, but I'm gonna go back and rewatch Season 8. I just know I love Season 8. I thought, because they got hockey back into it, and the hockey guys are hilarious.
Pretty sure it's episode one.
Okay. Yeah, they had, what's his name, who's the famous hockey guy up there doing the, Bob McKenzie, doing, they were actually treating it like an ESPN, well, TSN up there broadcast. Hilarious. So, I love that show. I'm going to rewatch it again just because I tend to drink when I'm watching it, so I miss some things on occasion. Although I find it interesting that in such a small town, every woman is incredibly hot for such a small town, except for the one chick who owns the bar, who's really annoying. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Where do you want to go, Hoffman? I got sports, I got non-sports, I got... I got more Rona, but I don't really know if I want to do more Rona.
No more Rona.
So, hello, did you see that Justin Reed is the latest to come out and say, maybe we should delay the start of the season?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Says it'd be beneficial to delay it, which I think a lot of players feel right now. But it's one of those things that, again, right now when things look their worst, that's everybody's reaction.
Sam Acho also told Golic and Wingo this morning, as president of the NFLPA, he thinks that they should be pushing it back.
Sam Acho is a really smart dude, too. I don't know. I think it's going to end up being pushed back, but
And I'm okay.
Everybody's
with that.
Got their different opinions.
I'm okay with that. I think it's, you know, I think it's the, if they, right now, I mean, they're supposed to be in camp, what, in a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Is that realistic?
Doesn't feel like it.
No. So, Anthony on Twitter says, Disneyland in Hong Kong is closing down again due to a 15-case spike. Meanwhile, Disney World is reopening while Florida becomes a COVID hub. Yeah, Florida's not shutting down. I think if you're one of those guys who just doesn't care, then maybe you should just go to Florida. And then you can become Florida man.
Yeah.
So, but that kind of worries me about this whole bubble thing because it's not going to take too much. Shorzy's a national treasure. Yeah, Shorzy is awesome. I that show is just, there's, it's so quotable too. But 713-780-ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. The other thing I kind of wanted to get into is, you know, we talk about how everybody's kind of on edge right now and sort of nasty to each other. Well, apparently the guys from the big league, Kyle Koster and Stephen Douglas, did the 25 weakest, most pathetic team names in pro sports, which by definition is kind of mean.
With the weakest names.
Yeah.
So like
the weakest, most pathetic team names in pro sports.
Okay.
And this is what happens when people are locked in too much and they're in a bad mood. They started off with four teams that have bird names. The Blue Jays, Cardinals, Baltimore Orioles, and Arizona Cardinals. I kind of think I've always liked Orioles.
I like Orioles
too. Blue Jays and Cardinals. Arizona Cardinals I get because they were St. Louis Cardinals football team, which was stolen from the baseball team, and then they moved to Arizona. But they, oh, what a bunch of pretty birdies, they wrote. They're all so harmless, you literally put food in your yard to attract them. You ever see any of these birds flying majestically over the ocean, holding a shark in its feet? That's right, these weak-ass birds have feet because their toes aren't worthy of being called talons. But basically, that caused Arizona Central Sports to do a poll and says, do you think the Cardinals should change their name? Reply with your thoughts and name suggestions. 24.9% of Arizona Cardinal fan said yes, change the name. 75.1% said no, it's fine like it is.
I don't like Columbus Blue Jackets.
Yeah, that's kind of weak.
Is that on the list?
I haven't got the whole list. It's just because this was an Arizona story. They kind of went nuts over the Cardinals being on there. I'll dig up the whole list, though. But
I've never been a big fan of Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim either.
Well, even when they were the California Angels, it's just kind of Padres.
Yeah.
Especially since all the priests turned out to be child molesters.
I also rarely like team names where the there's no S at the end.
Yeah.
Like Miami Heat or Minnesota Wild. I don't like that.
So here's their list. Okay, we mentioned the four birds. The Padres are on it. The Browns. Miami Dolphins. It says absolute beta move to allow a team of tuna fishermen to ensnare you in a net and a blowhole. That's a loser's design. Buffalo Bills. Who's afraid of a bunch of guys named Bill?
Yeah, I don't think that's a good name. I think Buffalo Bills is lazy. I think Colorado Rockies is lazy. I think Houston Texans is extremely lazy.
Yeah. Tampa Bay Rays.
Don't like that either.
I liked them when they were the Devil Rays.
Well, yeah, I did too.
You took away the heart of the team name.
You took away the heart of it like a real live Devil Ray took away the heart of the Crocodile Hunter. Or Crockett, was it?
Yeah,
was it
yeah.
Crocodile,
yeah, yeah. Indiana Pacers. They say, oh no, don't go too fast. Slow down.
Yeah, that's a stupid one too.
Utah Jazz.
It just doesn't fit.
No.
New Orleans Jazz was a cool name.
Yeah. St. Louis Blues. Oh, you're sad. You've got the blues. It's the music you play with the tiniest instrument. I think that fits St. Louis, but New Orleans Pelicans is on their list. It says, what if a big dumb bird was too big for your backyard?
Dude, pelicans are super mean.
He said, you'd send it to the ocean to eat fish and deliver babies. Oh, that's a stork? What's the difference? Stupid twig legs. Might as well be a flamingo, too. They have the angels on here. San Francisco 49ers, what's scary about a bunch of guys who died like 100 years ago trying to find pretty rocks in the mountains? Okay, I'm going to take offense at the next one. Toronto Maple Leafs.
I mean,
literally it is, the softest part of a tree.
It is kind of a stupid name.
Yeah, but it's tied to the... Never mind, I'm not even going to defend you. Los Angeles Dodgers.
What
are they dodging? The draft during the 20th century? Philadelphia Flyers.
Yep, don't get that one either.
Green Bay Packers.
I've already told you I don't like that one. What about Edmonton Oilers?
I haven't gotten to that one. That's not on here. They do have the Montreal Canadiens, which you mentioned. Says, universal healthcare, what's there to be scared of? They're even afraid of spell check because of the E. Los Angeles Chargers. That's... Brooklyn Nets. A rare team named after a piece of equipment from the team sport. Full of holes. If they had called them the rims of basket supports, at least you'd have something solid. Chicago White Sox. Says, you know that bad Christmas gift your aunt got you when you were a young trope in a holiday commercial? Well, we named a team after those things.
I mean, White Sox is better than Red Sox, right? Who wears Red Sox?
As a team name, though, that the Red Sox kind of rolls off the tongue, especially because it's Boston, and, you know, Boston sucks. Chicago's kind of a majestic city. It deserves better than White Sox. San Antonio Spurs.
I always thought the Spurs was kind of a cool name.
I do, too, but it says, I'm old enough to remember when cowboys could compel their horses to do what they wanted just by gravitas and confidence.
I don't think that person is that old.
That's a horrible take. And then Ottawa Senators.
Yeah, not too.
So, I mean, that's not a bad list of the 25 weakest team names. And Maple Leafs don't belong in there. It's a great original name. But, he agrees with you a lot because you brought a bunch of these guys up the other day. I'm surprised the Texans didn't make it.
Yeah. Texans, Rockies, they're not wussy names, but they're definitely lazy names.
I could see either one of those getting on the list before the Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Well, it is a leaf.
Yeah, but it's... It's also the symbol of Canada. It's also maple.
Well, that's also weird that it's the symbol of Canada.
I think it's pretty cool. Washington Post has a story on Texas Rangers needing a name change. We talked about that yesterday. Yeah, it's kind of silly. Somebody says pelicans are mean.
They are mean as hell. You know what else is really mean? Peacocks.
Oh, yeah.
Nasty little buggers.
Yeah, somebody said Montreal Canadiens is weak like Houston Texans. Yeah. So why hate on Montreal for that? I mean, why can't you hate on Texas too?
Quit defending your other country.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping to get accepted up there when this place goes completely to hell. So
no one wants you there.
Well, that's probably true, but I'm trying to change that. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
For stream.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Don't miss Late Hits with Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock coming up at 7 o'clock. So we've talked about how some of these bars aren't following the rules. There are times I think the English are just smarter than us. I don't know if you saw what they did to stop people who were failing to social distance in their pub in Cornwall. The Star Inn in Cornwall.
No.
Basically, people weren't social distancing. They were getting too close to the staff. So they kind of took a drastic measure. They installed an electric fence for livestock to keep people away from each other. Said before the fence, people were not following social distancing and were doing as they please. But now people take heed to the guidance around social distancing. He told the media the fence is usually turned off, but he warned it could be turned on. Said several drinkers claimed to have been electrocuted by the fence after having one too many. So we put it up as a novelty, really, because the landlord loves his farming. It's a way of keeping people away from the bar. It's just a deterrent, but hopefully the sight of it will help keep people away. That's how it works with cattle, too. So I guess what they're saying, AJ, we're all cattle.
Yeah. I guess that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, maybe if Spire had done that, then they wouldn't have made the wall of shame.
That's true. Wall of shame in Florida. A woman told sheriff's deputies that she forgot about a drug pipe that was in her butthole.
I do that all the time.
34-year-old lady with an apparent crack pipe sequestered in her hindquarters. Hey,
wouldn't it just be wouldn't it just be called a pipe? Sorry.
A woman was slouched over the steering wheel of her Toyota with her foot on the brake and the vehicle in drive. One person said the vehicle was there about 20 minutes. The woman said she was tired and hadn't been getting much sleep. After participating in a field sobriety exercise, she was arrested on a DUI charge. Investigators found what they said were items consistent with smoking drugs in her vehicle. She was taken to jail where an X-ray showed a foreign object in her groin area. A strip search revealed a charred cylindrical object or pipe with filter material inside. In learning of the pipe, a deputy was told it came from her anus in the strip search. It came from her anus is reminiscent of a popular movie title in convention, such as It Came from Outer Space or It Came from Beneath the Sea.
As long as it came.
When asked why she didn't tell them about the pipe, she said, "I just forgot." And that happens, you know. So,
yeah, I got nothing. The pipe part was the best I had. Did you see this radio host in New Hampshire got fired for going on a
lady?
She's basically a Karen is what she
is. Yeah.
She saw workers who were doing landscaping and went nuts screaming, "It's America, speak English."
Yeah.
She's
shame.
And basically she assumes she's working for the state of New Hampshire as if that makes it okay. And then they correct her and say, "No, we're a private company," but she just keeps going. And then an African-American man who happened to witness her tirade comes by and confronts her. And she says, because he's a black man, he's going to protect the brown man from this white woman. Afterwards, she posted on her Facebook page, "I'm not backing down." And now she's out of work.
Good. Well, yeah, not surprising.
Yeah. But basically, they said Diana Ploss is no longer associated or affiliated in any way with WSMN. We value freedom of speech, freedom of expression, and assembly. We will not tolerate discrimination, racism, or hatred. We continue to present and offer on-air opportunities for discussion, education, and the exchange of opinions and ideas. So, yeah, she's not, I mean, I'll just say this. She's not attractive to begin with. You tack that on
it,
then, you know, there's not many people going to be interested in that. You see that Epstein's partner in crime, they're having to move her from cell to cell to avoid assassins. Because I am sure they're going to try to kill this woman. She's got to have something on everybody. There's no way she's living, right?
I don't think so. Well, they're probably moving her cell to cell to make sure she doesn't commit suicide.
Well, I think because she's got all these tapes of these dudes she's ready to release.
Yeah. You know who hates getting videos released of them hooking up with kids? Super rich people.
Now, super rich people can get out of it. I'm almost certain Epstein would have found a way to get out of it. If he is really dead, I could easily see him faking his death and get, because he's got billions, go off to some other island and start importing new kids.
Yeah.
That's what he would do. But, you know, I don't know. I'm surprised she, you know, she was just like going business as usual, like buying a place in Rhode Island and all this stuff. And it's like, oh, by the way, you're under arrest. And if you watch that series, I was stunned that they hadn't arrested her yet.
Yeah.
But, oh well. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And we have another guy who disrespected the Rona.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And guess what happened? 37-year-old Richard Rose got on Facebook and criticized all the spit about COVID and started tagging himself at crowded venues. He basically said, I'm not buying a bleeping mask, and I made it this far by not buying into that damn hype. In another post, I've gotten sick of turning my TV on to political smear ads and bleep about COVID. And then all of a sudden, I've been very sick the past few days. Symptoms of COVID-19. This morning, I finally got swabbed. I should know soon what the results are. I just want to feel good again. Well, guess what? He never felt good again. He died from it.
Not wise, guys.
Yep, if you're gonna tease the Rona.
I'm telling you, that's what I think early on. That was the people who talked about it, not being afraid of it. That's who got it.
Yeah, well, of course, he also tweeted something or put something else on Facebook. When you see me in heaven, don't bleep yourselves, you judgmental bleeps. they're not going to see you. But he also, shocker, big Trump guy. Mm. He was posting, Trump 2020, I'm glad to call him my president, all caps, while criticizing the media, Islam, and the idea of gender is non-binary.
There's a lot of people who they like the political climate is making them do things that doesn't seem like normal because they want to make a statement, and it gets people in trouble. I saw a story, and let me pull the story up real quick. A story today about a cop in Arkansas. Okay. An Arkansas police officer named Nick Salyers. He said a little while back, I guess, he's been a cop in Alexander, Arkansas since 2017. Back in May or June, when there were protests about George Floyd, he said that if a protester went to his house, he'd shoot him through the door. So, guy gets a knock on his door, and he shoots through the door. It was another cop, one of his cop buddies, and he died.
Oh, boy.
I mean, come on, dude.
Not wise, guys.
Hey, even if, let's say, that could have been a Girl Scout. That could it have been a protester? Sure. Could have been anything. Could have been the mail, the UPS guy. Who knows? Dude, I mean, what are we doing?
World's going to hell, AJ.
His sergeant said he instructed Officer Salyers that he could not do that because it was reckless and negligent. Wharton stated that they could not shoot anyone without identifying them first and identifying that there was a threat. So, I mean, that's probably a smart way. That's like, you know, the first thing you want to do.
Oh, well. That's I don't get people right now. I really don't. And this goes back to something I said a couple weeks ago. In the past, when we've had these horrible things happen in the world, we've all come together. It seems like we're more everybody's every man for themselves in this more than anything I've ever seen. And it's instead of and just making dumb decisions and. And I don't know, maybe it's also because those are the ones being publicized. But, you know. Oh, well, 713-780-ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. I have a pretty good Hey Man bleep that.
I've got one, too. Got real concern about it.
Mine goes after the Catholic Church.
Oh, okay.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. She's religious, and she talks
to saints. You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One last segment to go. And I realized one thing about this NHL playoff format. The Maple Leafs might actually be able to win a series for a change.
Well, hey, look at you.
They won't get any further than that, but... All right, let's do a little Hey Man Bleep That. Aaron, you want to lead it off?
Sure. So, as if 2020 wasn't crazy enough, scientists in Colorado have now found a squirrel that has tested positive for the bubonic plague.
It's coming.
Just don't let the squirrel, don't breathe on it. Don't make out with it.
Make sure the squirrel has a mask.
Yeah. I mean, have sex with it, right. Certainly. Don't eat it.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Well,
yeah, just leave it alone.
You might need to call Eric. I mean, it's outside of Denver. I don't know exactly where he stays in his estate in the mountains, but...
Well, see, people get mad when AJ shoots squirrels. He's now a hero.
Yeah.
He's an American hero.
I'm trying to do away with it. I've been trying to do away with it for a long time. Squirrels and raccoons, I knew they were the next group to carry it.
That's why you shoot them. You don't pepper spray them.
Yeah.
I've learned a valuable lesson here today.
Always shoot, never pepper spray. But yeah, for the bubonic plague now being added to the list of everything that's going to kill all humanity in 2020, I say, and fuck that.
I've got a story here from a Dr. Ackerley.
I like to call him Doc.
Doc Ack. He says that he has a patient, 50-year-old patient, at the beginning of July, who had just tested positive for COVID-19. Problem is, this same patient had tested positive for COVID-19 back in April.
Uh-oh.
And it's starting to look more and more like COVID-19. It may not be what we thought, where you get it once and you're in the clear. Now they're saying maybe his antibodies didn't build up enough, but he did say that COVID-19 was much worse the second time around, at least for this particular patient.
That's no good. I don't want to hear that.
So I thought it was like chicken pox. And now you might get it over and over again.
There have been a few cases like that, but I don't know I don't know what the percentage is.
But the whole herd immunity theory basically depends on the theory that our immune systems will, once they're exposed to a pathogen, will protect from reinfection and slow down the spread. Sounds like maybe that's not the case. Not good. So to that, I say, hey, man, that.
Yeah, that term herd immunity, it's funny how I probably had never heard it, and now, like, every 2 days you hear it. So I just thought, I heard you, but I'm immune to your words. Thought that's what it was. All right, I'm gonna bang on the Catholic Church a little bit, which I'm not a fan, even though I grew up in the Catholic Church. And there have been stories that have gotten out about, like, Kanye West's brand getting PPP loans and the Lakers trying to get a PPP loan. The Catholic Church has raked in at least $1.4 billion in taxpayer-backed loans. And apparently, the PPP loans were supposed to be limited to businesses and nonprofits with fewer than 500 employees. Yeah. But Catholic officials helped lobby the Trump administration to exempt religious groups. And so these individual dioceses have gone out and got PPP loans. some $200 million went to roughly 40 dioceses that have had to pay out hundreds of millions of dollars to victims of sexual abuse in recent years, including the Archdiocese of New York, which got at least $28 million. So basically what's happening here is the Catholic Church is getting the government to pay off these kids that their priests raped. And they got $1.4 billion. To that I say, hey man, f*** that.
Yeah, I'm against that too.
Yeah, I'm baffled by the fact that what are churches doing getting, especially the Catholic Church, which is a cartel. I mean, they're bigger than the mob. How the hell are they getting money? That just drives me nuts. That would be like giving Joel Osteen money.
Yeah.
It's very similar.
You're saying you wouldn't do that?
No, I wouldn't. Meanwhile, I've got friends with legitimate small businesses that have really struggled to get those loans. But, yeah, these child rapers can get it, no problem. Sorry, I didn't mean to take it down that path. I just, it was a hey man bleep that. I could try to find something uplifting for
It worked.
It wasn't uplifting, though.
No, it was not uplifting.
No, but I feel like people should be irritated by stuff like this, and we're not. You know, get all over Kanye West for getting money, but... Okay, so I have the latest alien update for you from Scott Waring.
Hey, man.
Who shows up every day now. And, you know, I guess I'm fascinated by these things, but each time something like this happens, they're trying so hard now to make us want to buy into this. Apparently, there is the alien expert calls it a ship that came out of the sun. And apparently, it's bigger than the Earth itself. And basically, he shows a picture of this thing coming out of the sun. I caught a giant black orb exiting our sun on Soho Images today. The images are actually from June 27th, but are still seen as current for some unknown reason. The black sphere is over 25 times the size of the Earth and sits there for a few hours before it shoots away. This is certainly one of the biggest spheres seen near our sun in a while. Now it's possible that this is sun mantle material that is being pushed out. But if so, it should be glowing and still burning to some degree, but it's not. Scott, you're trying too hard. A big chunk of the sun came out. Ooh. The sun's pretty big.
Yeah, it's okay. It can afford to lose a little bit of mass, right?
Yeah, but oh no, it's got to be an alien ship. 25 times the size of Earth. So,
Really good technology if they can fly that close to the sun, too.
Well, no, it flew out of the sun.
That's problematic.
Yeah, so if those guys really exist, what hope do we ever have?
Right.
So, if frankly, any of these guys in that situation, if they really exist... We got no hope. So I don't know why. I joke about wanting to party with them, and that's cool if they're coming, but I don't know that we should be in that big a hurry to go find a spaceship 25 times the size of Earth.
No.
I'm pretty sure that would not end well for us. Be kind of like France against the Germans.
Especially if they can fly out of the freaking sun.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have any weapons to stop that.
No. Pretty sure a nuke's not going to do it. Pretty sure they're going to laugh at a nuke. Of course, if you believe in conspiracy theories, ancient astronaut theorists suggest that we have the technology because our government's been making deals with aliens for years now. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Aaron, good job today, man. Liked your hey man bleep that. No Facebook messages, though, huh?
No.
People just didn't want to help today. It's okay. It's a Tuesday.
Hoffman? Facebook probably wasn't working. Everything's not
nothing else
right
is working
here,
around here. Just us.
Yeah.
Good job, Hoffman. Thought we had some interesting topics today.
Thank you, good sir.
I only partially sucked, which on a Tuesday is really good for me. All right, we will be back tomorrow. It's already Wednesday. It seems quick. Till then, stay running free, bitches.
HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.